didn't pull the trigger. He didn't wrestle with Mr. Nesbitt. He wants us to believe that because he wasn't in the drugstore when the robbery went down, he wasn't involved. Again, perhaps he has even convinced himself that he wasn't involved. But yes, Mr. Harmon was involved. He made a moral decision to participate in this get-over. He wanted to get paid with everybody else. He is as guilty as everybody else, no matter how many moral hairs he can split. His participation made the crime easier. His willingness to check out the store, no matter how poorly he did it, was one of those causative factors that resulted in the death of Mr. Nesbitt. None of us can bring back Mr. Nesbitt. None of us can restore him to his family. But you 12 citizens of our state, of our city, can bring a measure of justice to his killers. And that's all I ask of you, to reach into your hearts and minds and bring forth that measure of justice. Thank you.
We just heard Petrocelli's closing argument. That was really convincing, too. She argued that just because the witnesses have criminal histories and are testifying to get deals, that doesn't mean that they are lying. She also stated, emphatically, that Steve had a key role in this robbery and the resulting murder. Her closing statement is the last one the jury members will hear. Do you think that's what will stick in their minds? And now that you've read Steve's script and read his journal, what do you think? We actually know more than the jury. We know James King asked Steve to be in on the holdup. We know Steve went into the drugstore that day and lied about it on the stand. We also know that Steve got really upset when he found out Mr. Nesbitt had been killed, and that he still seems to be carrying around a lot of guilt. So what's your take on Steve? Can you say without any doubt that he's guilty? If you were on the jury and believed that the prosecution had proved Steve was involved in the crime, you'd have to find him guilty. But if you had any reasonable doubt that he was involved in the crime, you'd have to find him not guilty. Let's go on to page 263.